Hey, welcome to the Halftime Mike Podcast. I am Mike Gingrich. I'm a business creative and a basketball fan. I'm weaving here together in this podcast to give you practical, no-nonsense resources on social media, business marketing, leadership, and life. Why do I do that? Because the adjustments you can make at halftime can help your business win the game in the second half. You ready to go? Let's dive into this week's episode. Mike Gingrich here, time for another Halftime Mike podcast episode. And today I want to talk about digital etiquette. Okay, so let me first define it for you. And digital etiquette involves the etiquette you use in digital communication. So this can be the way you come across, your tone in a blog post, in a social media post, and definitely within email. Okay, so those are the kind of things to do. And why is digital etiquette important? And it's because in a world where short bursts of communication are happening more and more frequently, where we're spending more and more time on digital communication, the manner that you come across is critical to how you're perceived and the success you will have based on those communications. So the premise is that in a mode where you're competing and there's lots of opportunity for people to go to X vendor, Y vendor, Z vendor, the differentiator can often be who they know, like, and trust. And the way that you set yourself apart in the know, like, and trust model is in a digital world is through etiquette. Okay, so in as I'm talking here, you're getting my mannerisms. You can hear tone in my voice. You can see, you know, I'm smiling or what I'm doing. So you're getting much more of a rounded perspective of how I'm trying to communicate than just the transcript. If this is a transcript and you just see the words, that's void of facial expressions, void of mannerisms, void of tone from the voice, void of eye contact, all those kinds of pieces. And so it's just the bluntness of that. So think about your digital communication. We need to have digital etiquette that helps people feel something in that communication. I think that's what's important there. So why is this important? I've just seen this over and over again, where communication with me digitally has been done poorly, and I react to that in a negative way. I mean, it builds walls and it tears down credibility. Okay, so I think in every communication that we're having with people, there is generally not neutral. It's either think of it as like a checking account, savings account. You're either adding to that with the communication, you're either making a deposit, or you're taking away from that and you're making a subtraction. There's a debit going out of there. So every communication, digital communication, either is, very rarely is it neutral. There's you know, maybe sometimes where it is. Typically that's gonna be based on if you have a lot of trust already. But you're again, you're either making a deposit in that, you're either helping that know, like, trust relationship, or it's taking away from that. Okay, so a couple examples, I think that two that were negative that I think we can learn from. So I've got a email, and it was basically with a client already, and they just said, "Mike, comma, I did not like this at all." Okay, it was related to a design, that type of thing. And I'm gonna need to take time to get my notes together and get this back across to you. You can see how I'm reading in a tone of the way it came across to me, okay? So what was it lacking? It was lacking anything, you know, personal greeting. It was lacking any, "Hey Mike, how you doing? Hey, had a chance to review this, not sure this is where I was going," you know, those types of things. So with digital etiquette, if you're short, you're blunt, okay? And so you need to think about how you come across, the adjectives that you want to use the precursor statements that you want to use to build warmth into that, to share that sense of warmth. The greeting, the asking a personal question, the words you use that set a tone is important, because otherwise digital communication by itself left alone has no context, and so things can be more blunt. So you need to add to what you write, whether that's a social media post, whether that definitely in email, but also even in blog posts, to communicate tone. You have to communicate what we can't, because we're missing this verbal piece. So how can you communicate tone? How can you communicate intent? How can you communicate trust? How can you communicate value? Those are things that you need to write into your digital post. The second one that came through was a response to somebody got an invoice, and they replied back, and again, didn't have any greeting or anything like that. And this one was in all caps. You know, please be aware that if you want paid, you must update the billing email address to X. Okay, all caps. That was it. So very blunt. If you want paid, all caps, you must do this. Again, so let's just take that from another angle. If that customer wanted to continue to have positive rapport with us and not have us feel like, you know, Jack, what was that? Then they could have came across and said, hey, billing department, how are you today? Wanted to alert you, we had a transition in our team, and this email address is no longer going to be valid. Please update all future billing invoices to XY email address. Thanks, have a great day. Okay, think of those words. Did that have a different tone than the all caps one that I gave you before? It absolutely did. And again, did it give us positive vibes towards that client or negative vibes? Okay, the first one, negative vibes. The second one, positive vibes. That's what we're doing every day in our communications, and we need to be aware of that, all right? Third example is a positive example. So I often get solicited for somebody who wants to write a guest blog post, and I do accept guest blog posts on occasion. When the topic's right and it fits the blog context, and you know that's a good source, and those that are most appealing to me are typically are warm. Okay, it's like, hi Mike, I've been reading your blog and I saw this post, and I wanted to see if we can have a little bit of conversation via email here about this because of this, and so they're, you know, I am so-and-so, I would do-do-do-da-da-da. So they're giving me context, right? They gave me a greeting. Okay, a greeting's the beginning of an email. It doesn't take much. Hi, Mike. Hello, Mike. Greetings, Mike. All these things set the tone in a positive way. They're addressing me personally. It's not just hi. It's not just hello and jumping into something, but they've called me by name. So that's another tip for digital etiquette. But again, digital etiquette is important because people make decisions on the fly all the time, and about how they know, like, and trust you, and whether there's a deposit being made into the account between you and that relationship, or a debit being taken out of that relationship account. We're making those every day digitally. We need to think about that. Okay, so that's what I want to cover today, digital etiquette. Be aware of how you're coming across. Take the time to add in extra when you're writing emails, writing social posts, writing blog posts, because you don't have that benefit of seeing tone, hearing and seeing mannerisms that come across. Okay, this is Mike. Hope that's helpful for you. Take care. Be digitally warm today. See ya. Alrighty, thanks for listening to this episode of the Halftime Mike Podcast. Remember, what you do in the second half can change the outcome of the game for your business. What's the next step you need to take today to act? Does your business need website software tools or social media help? Come on over and visit me at MikeGingrich.com. I'm also available if you want me to speak at your next event. visit MikeAndrews.com/speaking to learn more. Join me again for another episode of the Halftime Mike Podcast, because I am your no-nonsense guy, adding value to you to help you win the game in the second half.